Retrial of an Alliance man accused in the murder of a 17-year-old girl has been delayed again. Mahoning County Judge Maureen Swinney Wednesday granted a continuance in the case of 55-year-old Robert Moore. Assistant Attorney General Dan Caceres asked for the postponement, saying he needs more time to prepare. He received the case in January after prosecutor Lynn Morrow sought a special prosecutor to avoid a conflict of interest. Moore was found not guilty in the June 2009 disappearance of Glenna White of Smith Township. Sweeney declared a mistrial in 2022 after jurors were unable to agree on a lesser charge of murder. There have been multiple mistrials and continuances since then. A new trial date has not been scheduled. North Canton City Council will consider legislation to repeal fire and EMS levies. The measure will appear on Monday's agenda for a first reading. Council pledged to repeal the levies if voters passed a 0.5% increase of the city's income tax. The tax hike was approved in May. The repeal would become law and take effect within 30 days after the third reading. The Repository Report's Finance Director Gina Albach would then file paperwork with the County Budget Commission to remove the city's 1.5 mil fire levy and 3.3 mil EMS levy from the tax rolls. Trial underway for a Brimfield Township man accused of killing his wife. Opening statements were presented Tuesday in Portage County Common Pleas Court in the case of 37-year-old Eric Cunningham. Prosecution began calling witnesses to testify with additional testimony Wednesday. Cunningham was indicted on charges of murder and felonious assault in the killing of 33-year-old Lacey Cunningham. She was shot to death in the garage of the couple's Hazelnut Drive home on New Year's Eve 2018. Trial was delayed due to an appeal, which was denied in 2023. A new report says a plane equipped with advanced sensors for deployment to chemical disasters could have helped avoid the blowing open of five rail tank cars after the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. The report Tuesday by the EPA Inspector General said officials on the ground did not fully understand the plane's capabilities. The single-engine Cessna was not called into action until the night before the rail cars filled with vinyl chloride were blown open. The report said the agency's on-scene coordinator thought the so-called aspect plane could only measure 20 to 30 degree temperature differences. The sensors can actually measure temperature differences of less than 1 degree. Sting operation in Salem resulted in the arrest of an Akron man. 31-year-old Christopher Tarter charged with counts including compelling prostitution, attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, and importuning. Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force arrested Tarter when he arrived at an agreed-upon meeting spot to have sex with a 15-year-old girl and her mother. The meeting had been set up through an online ad. Tarter is in the Columbiana County Jail, awaiting a preliminary hearing next week. Man has requested blood evidence be omitted from his trial on charges of aggravated vehicular homicide, aggravated vehicular assault, and OVI. 66-year-old Walter Bolt of Struthers pleaded not guilty to causing a crash that killed a woman and one of her children. Bolt being held in the Mahoning County Jail on $250,000 bond. 44-year-old Angela Brown of New Middletown was northbound on Route 170 March 3rd when her car was hit by a southbound pickup driven by Bolt. Brown was pronounced dead at the scene. Her 15-year-old son, Jason Daff, died. A 12-year-old son was seriously hurt. Bolt's blood alcohol level was reportedly 0.215. A motion filed Monday says the blood evidence was not collected according to state law. Prosecutors have asked a Mahoning County judge to revoke bond for a man charged with three counts of rape. 46-year-old Matthew Nicholson of Columbiana allegedly sent a Facebook message to a victim May 29th. Despite a condition of his bond being that he have no contact with that person. Nicholson also charged with aggravated drug possession, sexual battery, and receiving stolen property. He was indicted in January. His bond was set at $500,000 in common pleas court. It was reduced in February to $250,000, which he posted. Bond revoked for a Youngstown mayoral candidate charged with domestic violence. Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sarah Cavour granted the motion filed Friday by prosecutors concerning John White. The alleged violations occurred after he was free on bond in order to have no contact with the victim. White accused of repeatedly calling the woman, deactivating her cell phone service, and hacking her accounts to change passwords. White turned himself in May 16th and his bond was continued. The woman later said she believed she was being stalked by White, and a warrant was issued. He was charged May 2nd after he allegedly became upset he was not eligible to run for mayor, and a family member refused a request to run in his place.